have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
And you're down for the count. You feel like life. You say you feel defeated, and you're down for the count. You feel like life has thrown you blows. God ain't been around, but I've come to encourage you to hold your head high. Know that God is in your corner now, no more inner lies. You are a winner, you just can't lose. In you, you are a winner, you are born to win. Over and a KO, more than a conqueror, power within. You are a winner. Just don't understand. No, I understand you very well, 'cause that's where I've been. So I come to encourage you, pull you up by your hand. Know that God is in your corner now. Your success is His plan.
Divine greetings. Divine greetings, one and all. You are indeed what you believe. I pray you believe that you are indeed a winner. Hello, everybody. I'm Loretta Petit. You have reached the right pod. That's right. It is the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. We give God the praise today for each and every one of you. And I thank God for life, for health, for strength. I thank God for vision. How about you? You thank God for vivid dreams. And you thank God for grace to continue. Are you thanking for his mercy that he didn't stop me? He didn't stop you because we all fall short. And God is an all-knowing and caring God. And I'm excited about that today. I pray that you are as well. We're going to go to our Father in prayer. Always invite the Holy Spirit into what you're doing because God will guide you into all truth. Always know that. So, on that note, let us pray. Dear Father, we come to thank you. We bless you and magnify your holy and righteous name. We lift your name up high. Oh, God, you're so worthy. Father, God, we thank you. We thank you for looking beyond each and every one of our faults and seeing our needs, oh, God. We thank you, Lord. In the midst of these, unprecedented times, Lord, you keep your hand on us. You continue to guide us, Lord. You continue, oh God, to show your mercy and your grace, and we thank you. Hallelujah to your name, Father. Thank you, Lord God, for peace in the midst of the storm. Thank you, Lord God. We give you praise. We know that the enemy seeks to sift us as wheat, and as long as we have that wisdom, Father God, to understand he's after us, we can look for his conniving ways, and we can combat it with your word and, dear God, by the authority that you have given to us as believers. So, Father, we want to thank you for that tonight. And, Lord, we pray that you would get the glory out of things shared today on this podcast. We give your name the praise. We give your name the honor and the glory. We ask a special blessing upon my producer, your daughter, Miss Kimmy Kim, and her family. God, thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we say amen and hallelujah. So, alrighty, everybody, it is time for the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. I like to talk about winning because I give God his props. I know that nothing is winning about me without God. Amen. But I know that with God, all things are possible. So I don't always look at what I'm going through. I don't always look at what it feels like, but I just want to look. And I just got to know that through the eyes of faith, hallelujah, through the profession of these lips, for death and life is in the power of the tongue. Through the profession of these lips, I know that things must line up in my favor. I call it to be so, not by my name. I like what my mom and my dad did, gave me the name Loretta. It's not by my name, though. It's not even by my surname. I thank God for the Petites. But it's not by that, but it's by the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I profess it. I call it to be so, and it is so. Amen. So I want you to know how to profess your blessings, to walk in it. And you're going to stub your toes sometimes, you know, I mean, figuratively speaking. You're going to fall into some type of a situation where there was a pothole in the road, again, figuratively speaking. You may even feel like you have walked into a brick wall, hopefully, figuratively speaking. And you got to know that these are the components of life. Life consists of not just always good. You know, there's a song that says that God would give us only good. My goodness. You know, and I paraphrase, we would not see a need for a God. So God allows life to be life and to take its course and is going to have a little bit of good. Just before that little bit of bad, then you might get a whole lot of good, and then you might get a whole lot of not so good. But God said he's going to take all that stuff. He's going to put it together, work it out for our good. So, you know, just endure. Say, Lord, just give me the strength to endure. Just give me the strength to endure until you are ready to open that next door, until you are ready to release me, until you are ready to help me to rise above. Just let me endure, God. Just let me endure. Be there with me as I endure. Amen. And he's faithful. He will do that. Be there with us while we endure. So, hey, listen, if you'd like to correspond with me, I'd love for you to do that. You can just send your email to LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. And let me know what you think about the podcast, if you have any input on topics, or if you know of anyone who would love to be a part. I meet so many powerful, positive sisters that are doing some marvelous things, and I am going to get back into my guest segment real soon, but just been kind of soloing it because things I wanted to talk about and things I just want to share about how we're living, you know. And this month's theme is the beauty of a woman, the beauty of a woman. And I want to talk about some things that we need to do correctively, the corrective actions today that we should, of course, be about. Because we think sometimes just because we are saved that it's all good. It's all good in the sense that God's going to work it out for our good, but we still have to be mindful and sensitive. We've got to be open. You know, there are reasons for all of those things. So I said, yes, we've got to be sensitive, and I'm going to expound on that. We've got to be cognizant. Yes, we have to do that. And we definitely want to be open. We want to be open because in the light of these things, there's so much that can happen for our lives, okay? So the beauty of a woman, but we want to be sensitive, we want to be cognizant, and we want to be open. So let's look at that. Being sensitive, we want to be sensitive to, first of all, the times. These are sensitive times. People have lost a whole bunch of loved ones in this COVID season. And we want to be sensitive of the times. We have to, deal with people in a very, very sensitive manner because, you know, they're fragile. They've gone through, and people are fragile just generally speaking. But in these times, we must be sensitive because they have really gone through. And the other reason we want to be sensitive is that people have lost so much, you know, like small business owners trying to get together to make the two ends come together and meet in the middle, you know, and they've been challenged with the times in which we're in. They've lost so much. So I have, you know, some thoughts, and I don't like to offend, but I just want to say, you know, sometimes we are looking at, we want to do church as usual. Sometimes we can't do church as usual because what people had to contribute to church, they don't have now. And I don't just, you know, mean money, but sometimes time. They can't even do that. And I use church as that first example, but we've got to be careful. You know, we're writing books, and we want people to purchase our books, but they've lost so much. They can't purchase your book. They're not acting funny. They're not acting strange with you. They just don't have it, you know. You are putting on your seminars and your workshops, and you're having these conferences in this sensitive time here, and people are not coming and you feel some kind of way, well, I've always helped this one, I've always helped that one, I've done this, I've done, but this is a sensitive time. Again, people have lost so much, and they can't necessarily be there for you. And for me personally, when I see the invitations coming through, I kind of feel some kind of way, and I say, I can't believe it. Now, I know we all are trying to recoup, and we have to be creative about it, and yes, some people still can come and some people can still support, but the masses that you want may not be able to because this time is unprecedented. You know, businesses have had to close because they could no longer afford the overhead because they were not moving products off the shelves, okay? So we must be sensitive, ladies, especially, and I know men put on conferences too, our sister girls. We've got to be careful, yes. Your conference may be worth $300 per person, But in this sensitive time, some people are asking for 350, 375, because they're trying to recoup some of their losses. But people can't reach that because they, too, have had losses. That's all I'm saying, okay? So we must be sensitive in this day and time. I saw an invitation come over my phone into my text, and, you know, it was $100 per plate. And I'm like, wow, this is a sensitive time. It's not a time to ask people for $100 per plate. It's not a time to ask people for $200 per ticket. It's not that kind of time. Now, I know we say that we'll find the money for the things we want, but I want you to know, that's going to get me off into something else, but it's high time that we stop that foolishness because, you know, we do buy high ticket items. On the outside, we look like we have it all together, but we are literally imploding because we don't have our home life together. We don't have our relationships together. We don't have the money the bill collector is calling for together because we want to make a good outside show. I am not that kind of person. I don't just want to make an outside show. And no, y'all don't have to be like me. No, I'm just simply saying let's be a little bit more sensible about how we do what we do and be sensitive about what we ask people for in this unprecedented time. So our corrective actions, we're talking about the beauty of a woman, and a beautiful woman, beautiful spirit, beautiful mind, beautiful heart, would want to be sensitive in this time. So the next thing I want to look at is, you know, being cognizant. We have to be cognizant of the times as well. Now, first of all, yes, we want to be sensitive about it, quick to detect and to respond to changes and things that's going on. But then, of course, when I say cognizant, we want to be cognizant as well of this day and time. We want to be aware of what's happening. So we know that we're dealing in a time when, you know, we're dealing with COVID. We've been dealing with COVID now, I want to say, since the end of 2019. Since the end of 2019, we started hearing about it a lot in March of 2020. But in 2019, we heard it drop here and there, but it wasn't supposed to be hitting us here in the States. But I do know in January 2020, I got real, real sick. And nobody thought about COVID. Always think about, oh, well, maybe that's just a super-duper bad case of the flu. Never had it quite like that before, you know. But, you know, I'm grateful to God. But, you know, it does things to you, you know, when it does attack your body. However, thank God that all cases are not created equal. You know, I'm still here to talk about it. All right, so I strongly believe that that's what hit me because I was extremely sick. I didn't go to the doctor at the hospital because, again, I didn't go to the doctor at the hospital because, again, I'm thinking that it's the flu that's just not getting better. And that this fever keeps coming and going and all of that. So my point is we want to be cognizant, having the knowledge or being aware of what's going on, okay? So now that we know, everybody that would have felt the way I was feeling should seek medical attention because it may not be the flu, and it probably isn't, because we have to be cognizant of what's going on in this day and time, and we know that COVID is still very much alive in our community. And then we talk about, oh, the disconnect with should we get the shot, should we not get the shot? Okay, now, if we're going to get the shot, which one of the shots are we going to get? So many got the Johnson & Johnson shot, and then they're saying they have complications. Not everybody, but there was reports that some did. Then we have, you know, the other two, the Pfizer and the Moderna shot. And so, you know, trying to decide which one of these shots we're going to get, which one we got, do we have any kind of situations? And many people said, no, they didn't have situations. They're good. And then we say, okay, so now we've got this booster, and on one account we have a booster, on another account we have another shot for the people that have a compromised immune system, and they may need a little, you know, help, and it's supposedly different from the booster. And then we're told, okay, you have to wait too many months before you get the booster. So it's just all that going on. And in the midst of all that going on, you have this variant now. And the last report I heard about the variant is that people who are vaccinated can be carriers of the variant and not know that they are carriers of the variant. So people with, you know, invalid parents or immunocompromised loved ones at home, and all of that, they could literally be carrying this Delta variant to their, you know, to their relatives, just like some carry the general COVID to their family. So we must be cognizant of the time in which we live, and, you know, just don't put yourself in compromising situations. You know, many times we are in compromising situations because we lost logic for a little while. And next thing you know, we're all wrapped up and tied up in this tight little knit group, and, you know, and people are coughing and sneezing and laughing and spitting across the room and all of this stuff. So, you know, that's a person that's not cognizant that would allow that to happen. But one that's clued in, that's cognizant, you're not going to put yourself in that kind of situation. However, things can still happen to you, but you just want to try and do your best not to be in that kind of a situation. You know, you could be getting your order at a restaurant, and the waiter or the waitress could, you know, drop saliva on you. And here's another one. Are you ready for this one? So, my daughter and my granddaughter, I went to Six Flags or something like that, and they're on a ride, okay? And one of the passengers on the ride decided, she didn't decide, her body decided. She threw up, and when she threw up, everything she threw up went to the other passengers on the ride, right? So, you know, my prayer was immediately when I was told, you know, I had to go into intercession. I had to go into warfare over my family because, you know, we don't know, was she a carrier? You know, was she sick? You know, to that degree. So anything could happen, but we must do our part is all I'm saying. Okay. My final thing to these beautiful women that I'm talking to today, all of you, and I think, of course, is the beauty of a woman. The beauty of a woman is, you know, your wisdom, your intelligence, your education. All these things are beautiful, really. Your sensitivity is beautiful. Your being cognizant, that's beautiful. And I want you to be open. Be open. That's a beautiful thing, too, when you're open. When you're not closed-minded, you know, when you're open. I put a post on Facebook today, being very transparent and vulnerable in some of the things I shared about how I wasn't open to the knowledge I so desperately needed and didn't know I needed it. How about that? Young and invincible, you know, I talked about not being open to things that were foreign to me because I didn't have a coach at home or someone from the home front to tell me. And it was all around money. I didn't have anybody at my house, nobody that was in my family talk to me about money, about how, not just how to make it, because I knew how to make money, and I always know how to make money. You know, you have to start those gifts, right? Make money. But how to keep money, how to make money work for me. No one taught me that. So, and this is a part of my post. So in my young life as a young mother and wife, you know, the money that came into the home in one hand without the home in another hand, right? And just didn't know because I felt like this is what I really felt, and I'm being honest. As long as I have a job, the money is going to flow. Okay, did I ever think there was going to be a time I didn't have a job? No, I didn't think there was going to be a time I didn't have a job. The reason being is that God had given me a special favor with employment. So I generally had sometimes two jobs at the same time, and I had to choose one. I had accepted both jobs, or they were offered to me in two different areas, and I had to choose one. There was one time even I had accepted a job from one company, a steamship boat company, and then I ended up getting a call from a utilities company that offered me a job, the one I really wanted. So I called the steamship company back and told them, thank you, but no thank you, I'm not going to take the job. So these kind of things continue to happen to me. So I had the favor of God. I had the favor of God and jobs. And so in my mind, my closed mind, I'm like, okay, well, as long as I have a job, the money's going to flow. But never did I think about, don't you want your money to grow? No, that wasn't my thought. Because I was living for what? The here and now. I was living for right now. How many of you are doing that and know people who are doing it, living for the right here, the right now? So you don't put money into places that is going to work for you. I didn't know what that meant to have money working for me. But I want you to be open. You might not know about these things, but seek it out. Seek it out. Find out how you can prepare for what's up ahead. I applaud myself. I did buy bonds. I bought savings bonds. I bought them for my children. I bought savings bonds. It was my first step in the right direction. But unfortunately, I got off the train before I could walk any further in that direction on that particular job. Yep. Another move that I should not have made, but didn't have a coach, didn't have a mentor, didn't have anyone to talk to me and tell me, no, you're on the right path. Stay on that path. So, sisters, let me just say this. Let's help each other. Let's drop a seed. Even if they look like they don't want to hear it, drop a seed. You know, the Lord knows how to do that. We you know, some plant, some will water, and God said he'll give the increase. It's us helping us. We've got to do that. So the beauty of a woman today focused around being sensitive, being cognizant, and being open. Be open to learn. Be open to learn about things you don't know or things you may have heard about, but you just don't have the meat of it. Be open to rise from the place where you are to the next level. Be open. Be that woman that's winning. You're winning at life when you are sensitive about others and what they're dealing with, when you're cognizant knowing what's going on in the world in which you live, and being open to receive knowledge and wisdom from those who are where you want to be or those who have been where you're going. Amen. On that note, thank you all for tuning in today. I hope that I've shared something with you that blessed your life. I pray that I have. I want to give a shout-out to Mr. Jerry Royce. Hats off once again to Kimmy Kim, my awesome producer, and to each and every one of you who listen, whenever you listen. I appreciate it. Don't forget, you can reach out to me via email, LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. You could also send me a text to 504-475-2555. State your case. I'll get back to you. We'll be happy to do it. And as I leave, I do want to say this has been another installment of the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life from Ministry to Marketplace. Let's remember to pray for Afghanistan. Let's remember to pray for our president under pressure right now with all of the things going on. Okay, let's do it. Let's intercede. So we know that prayer changes things and people. My name is Loretta Petit, and by the grace of God, I too am winning at life. Till next time, bye-bye.